The first reading is a reading from the book of Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred to the Lord. In him you are also being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness for us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so, of course, today we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. And I'm so glad we celebrate him and that God let his story be into the Gospels. Because here's Thomas, one of the pillars of the church, one of the apostles, and yet he doubted. And so when you doubt, when you struggle, know that many, many thousands of people before you have done the same. And yet we always need to destroy our doubt through an act of faith. When Thomas cries out, "My Lord and my God," what an explicit act of faith. Every day of my priesthood that I have said Mass, when I hold up Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, I say that same thing, "My Lord and my God," and then I add, "Increase my love for you and your people." It's time that is most perfect time for prayer, because you unite yourself with Jesus' prayer to the Father. And so for us to always deal with our doubt by an act of faith, cry out with St. Thomas, "My Lord and my God," and watch what God will do with you and me when we allow our faith to destroy our doubt. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.